Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
With my 17-year-old Marilyn Monroe coffee mug in my left hand, reading the inscription, "Some Like It Hot," as I begin the show. It is time. It is time to recognize what's happening in your life. And is it repeating itself? Why do things keep repeating? That's not necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes it is. I mean, sometimes if things keep going around and around in not such a good way, that's a bad thing. But it's always going to repeat. It's up to you to change it. What will you do with that? Today, we'll reveal that bit of secret that I do a couple of times a year, about twice a year, I think, I talk about this. And I'm going to ask you to dig in and see where you are in your life. It might surprise you. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. It is me, Scott, and I'm so happy today because I was able to give my wife some advice, and I was right. As a married guy, as a husband, and the guy that I see on television commercials, the husband's on TV, I was able to actually do what they're not able to do. I gave her some advice. You know what it was? I'm so proud. So proud. She's not having Thanksgiving dinner at our house. And that wasn't my advice. No, that was it. We just moved into our home a couple of months ago, and she's been working hard to decorate and to paint. And she was so stressed out and so crazy. And I said, "Honey, there's somebody else who has offered to host Thanksgiving dinner for our family. What? I want it here. I have a new house." I said, "Don't do that. Stop. Stop." And she did. So kudos to me and every husband who has made good recommendations to their wives. And it's worked out okay. Because it's a rare thing. Yeah. Well, you know what it is. Hey, it's me, Scott. Good to have you. Thanks for stopping in today. Did I say that already? I don't know. We're just not going to go backwards. We're not. Because we got a show today that's just way too important.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Today's show is about your life repeating itself. I knew something was going on. You ever watch a television show and not really sure if you've ever watched it before, and then you realize it's like Netflix. My wife and I watch a Netflix film sometimes. We're like, "Wait, we just saw that. Did we see that before?" We have no idea. It's weird. It's the algorithm. It is. But we all do that. When we go through life, you know, it's like in the beginning, we don't have any patterns, and then we start to sense patterns. And if you're alive for a while, a couple of decades, eventually you start to say, wait a second. Everything is coming and going, and it's going round and round and round. It's life, yeah. There's highs and there's lows, and that's okay, because there are going to be highs. There are really cool highs. You're on the valley from time to time. Maybe you're on the valley right now. Get down on the valley. Or maybe you're on the peak. Which one are you? But I can promise you one thing. If you're on the peak, you will be in the valley. And if you're in the valley, you will be on the peak. You're not going to stay on either one. And who wants to? It's hot down in the valley. It's cold up on the peak. Who wants to? You want to go up and down. That's the fun of climbing and not climbing, okay? Life repeats itself. So if you've been around a long time, you know I've talked about my friend Lewis Gates. He's a spiritual pastor. The world of spiritualism. But he's a cool guy, so I like Lewis. Known him a long time, about 20 years now, maybe more. And he introduced me to something he wrote in his book called The 9-Year Life Cycle and How We Progress Through Life. Now, ever since I learned about this, which is now got to be 15 or 16 years, maybe longer than that, I began to look at it really closely because I noticed it was just happening. And sometimes have you ever gotten a stage where you're going through your world? And I don't care how old you are, it happens to all of us, where sometimes you just start messing stuff up. Like shaking things up. Just say, yeah. Don't you dare lie to me. If you lie to me, you're not being honest. And the cost and the fee for you listening to this podcast is to be honest, okay? I know you've done it. You start messing stuff up. You wonder what's going on. Sometimes it's really bad stuff. Sometimes it's just little stuff. But it happens. And then you do it again, like, say, 9 years later. So the nine-year life cycle, this happens from the minute you're born and progresses every 9 years. Kind of numerical thing, huh? And as it does, certain things happen. So as we move through our life and trying to grow and trying to expand, in year one, now as your baby, just for those of you who are going to get geeky about this, no, as a baby, you're probably not thinking about this. But then again, you're probably not thinking your entire life. But as you get older, you can think about it, can't you? But it does start as a baby and you begin to decide what you want. And you start asking for it. So maybe let's go to like maybe 18 years old to make it easier for you to not think about being a baby. It's impossible, Scott. It's a baby. Year one of your nine-year life cycle. In that first year, you start deciding what you want and you start asking for it. That's it. You say, this is what I want to do. Maybe you have an idea, something for your legacy or something for your business or something for your family. You say that this is what I want to do. And you're at the very beginning. It's not going to be there yet. But it does begin, and you start saying, hey, I want to bring this into my life. A lot of folks find me at about that time in their life. So you work on it, try to figure it out. You start to move forward with it. Your subconscious mind, the universe is helping you. Year two arrives, and the pieces begin to come together. And you start to see it's actually happening. What you began to ask for just a year ago is now starting to come into more focus, and you start to narrow that focus a bit. It's like, wow, it's not here yet, maybe, but it's beginning to happen. As year three comes around, the resources you need to do what you've been thinking about begin to arrive. They naturally, now, by the way, this is not a 12-month exact. I mean, it can move and shape a little bit. But the bottom line is, in the year one, you start asking for it because you know what you want. And the pieces start to come together. And then the things you need to actually do what you want to do begin to happen in the third year. When you get to the fourth year, you find yourself moving toward your purpose in life. In other words, everything is here now. You've asked for this. You have all the pieces that you need now. Now you're starting to work forward with it and to make it all happen. Then we get to year five and you begin to reevaluate what you have. Makes sense, right? Because after a couple of years of doing it, you're like, what was I thinking? And you want to check that and make sure you're thinking it you were clearly, and maybe you were, maybe you weren't. But still, at that point, you're going to reevaluate. You're going to toss out what you don't need and you keep what works. Think about how many times you've done that. In other words, you've asked for things, but did you really know what you were going to do, or did you really know what you need when you first said, I want to do this? Answer, no. Just say no. Just be honest with me. Again, that's the fee for being here. If you were to say, Scott, I'm going to do this, you have no idea what's coming until you go do it. So in year five, we reevaluate and we toss some stuff out. Year six, we intensify that focus because now we're really rocking, okay? We got some great resources. We know exactly what we want. Got rid of all the fluff. And now we're in it. Boom. Year seven comes around. You look at the things around you that no longer are serving you anymore because now you moved in kind of different stage of life. Maybe some friends aren't serving you. Doing business in a certain way is not serving you. Maybe living where you're living isn't serving you anymore because now you have moved into what you wanted to do and you've begun to get it to happen. And it's like, wait a second. What used to be in my life doesn't fit anymore. Year eight shows up. Clearing the clutter begins. Almost time for the next cycle. By the way, for those of you who follow me very closely, thank you very much for that. I am currently in year eight. If you've been thinking to yourself, what the hell's he doing? Get rid of stuff. I'm clearing the clutter. It's almost time for me to get busy. Because in year nine, you begin to explore and decide, if you can, what you're going to do next time around. You're getting very close to doing it. It begins to happen. Things begin to change. Now, why have they changed? Well, they have changed because the cycle always repeats. And if you really kind of pull back on this and take the 30,000-foot view, you recognize that it just comes down to you, this little idea in your brain that says, hey, I want to do something different. And then you're deciding to start to go after it. And after that, boom, 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 law of gestation is in play. It takes time to get what you want. As you begin to get what you want, you don't really know if you wanted what you want, so you have to think about that again. And you begin to rework it. Well, you heard the show. You have to go listen to it again. I don't need to say it all again, do I? If you don't believe there are cycles in life that repeat themselves, you're not paying attention. And I would venture to say, not you, not you. But there, most people in the world are not paying attention right now. Never have been, never will. But if you pay attention, you can create whatever you want in your life. I'm in year 8. And if you have followed me, like I said, since probably about February this year, you know, I've been shaking up everything, getting rid of all kinds of stuff in my life. Like I sold animals, sold alpacas, I just shook things up. Moving on. And I'll let you know where that's going to be here very soon. All right, tomorrow, a big show as we get into Thanksgiving Day. We'll talk about gratitude tomorrow. Why not? That's what you need to do. It's like an automatic. It's like a given on a podcast. You got to talk about gratitude on Thanksgiving. And I will. See you tomorrow.